Around Town is made possible by funding from Comcast and is produced in partnership with Boston Neighborhood Network.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Briggs. This is a Boston Neighborhood Network production. Due to an FCC ruling, programs like these and access stations like BNN are in jeopardy. For more information on ways you can help, please visit bnnmedia.org. Boston has a strong tradition of neighborhood concerts presented by orchestras and small ensembles of accomplished amateur musicians. One long-running organization that has been able to maintain the tradition in the time of COVID is the Parkway Concert Orchestra. Boston Neighborhood Network's Around Town is proud to introduce you to some key members of the orchestra and to bring you this simulcast production of their recent concert on both radio and television.
Before the music begins, we got some important thank yous to make. We'd like to thank the Boston, Dedham, and Norwood Cultural Councils for their support, and to the First Congregational Church for graciously hosting not only this concert, but also providing the orchestra with its rehearsal space. And we want to offer really extra special thanks to the Boston Neighborhood Network, who is recording this concert so that we can reach a broader audience than will fit on that cozy stage up there. So, will you join me in giving a warm welcome to the Parkway Concert Orchestra and its musical director and conductor, Thomas Kosila.
Thank you. Thomas Kosila, and I'm music director and conductor of the Parkway Concert Orchestra. You know, ensembleship, you know, meaning playing together as an ensemble, good ensemble playing is really important to me. It's what I really like to do, and I think it has spillover beyond just in the orchestra. But, it, you know, what I love about it is you have to prepare at home and have all your parts ready to go. And when you put all of those together, it does not necessarily work. You know, there's just hundreds of variables in the music, just the way the note starts, the way it finishes, the kind of sound, the kind of bow stroke, the actual pitch, the rhythm, and just to get all of these synced up. And really, you know, at its core, it just requires really good listening and paying attention. And of course, some players lead more than others. I'm leading, but a lot of times I'm actually following a player who's in the lead and letting them lead. And if everyone's listening, it usually turns out quite well.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. You are about 25 of a very select few who gets to be here. We're lucky that we have Boston Neighborhood Network here to film this and to show this to our community. So we're very grateful for that. So maybe the 200 people who were here usually, we might actually surpass that, right?
We're on all of these cable networks showing this special.
You might have noticed the title is In Tough Times, Music Helps, and what a tough time we've just come out of, and frankly, we are still in. And I think you might want to think of this concert as some suggestions and maybe a bit as a playlist. You know, during the pandemic, we were only able to get together on Zoom to talk to each other and kind of hang out. You really can't play together. And look at what we're trying to do here. Isn't this wild? We're spaced, we're distanced, we're masked. It's taken us a while to make it work in this space. We had to reverse this with the audience. But you will hear, you listening at home, and when you guys watch this, some of our orchestra members will talk about what this means to them and how great this has been to be back. Yeah, it's been a little frustrating trying to get used to this distance thing, but it's really a beautiful thing. Please enjoy. Thank you. feel a little more meditative at this point. Told you it'd be nice. Have the, the privilege and the honor. And this guy is really a friend of everyone in the orchestra. He is an infinite resource about everything classical music and beyond. I think everyone here would probably call him their friend. He's our resident conductor, Brian Bell.
My name is Brian Bell. I'm currently the resident conductor, and it's pretty much what I've always been doing with this orchestra. And really, people want to do well, and they get such a thrill out of participating and creating the music and being part of the music. It's one thing to listen to music, and believe me, I experience music all my life, but as one who played professionally for 20 years, there's nothing to replicate performing and the thrill of taking somebody's thoughts who were there hundreds of years ago and recreating in its sound is just something that really can make one's day. It's kind of amazing. I mean, there are thousands of notes on a page of score, and everybody has to play in time and in tune and basically phrase together and blend so that you're not covering the other person up. So it's the ultimate in teamwork when it really comes together. And there's no winners or losers in this. It's just trying to do the best in kind of an abstract concept of it's never going to be perfect, but there's kind of this emotional gesture that somebody who wrote something sometimes hundreds of years ago that you're kind of bringing back to life.
Thank you. I've been in with this group for about 6 years, and they care about the music, but it's also about the people that are in the orchestra. Like, it's not just, oh, we're here to play this music, it's about the group and what the people are here to do, you know. And for me, it's I love the Christmas concerts. I love watching the audience come in. It's been really hard with the pandemic. You know, like not having the audience, not having people come in and relate. Like, we do our, I have two young nieces now, and I was really looking forward to having my nieces come, because it's really hard to find classical live concerts that you can bring kids to, and it doesn't matter if they start crying or, you know, like you watch and kids start dancing in the aisles. I remember a couple years ago we were playing a medley from Frozen, and my mom and dad were in the audience, and like, and they were my mom came up to me afterwards, she was like, oh my god, there was this little four-year-old girl in the back of the audience, and when we got to the one, you know, the one of the songs, that she stood up and she was like, Elsa, you know. And it was, I was like, I know, I heard her from the stage, you know. But like, it's, but that's what a community orchestra is, right? It's where you take your kids to introduce them to orchestra. It's where, you know, it's where people who live around here just come to be able to socialize and listen to their neighbors make music, you know. It's different than I'm going to go to the BSO and, you know, listen to Mahler. Like, it's a different thing.
So why Wonder Woman? Well, it's recent, I guess, right? I think superheroes perhaps represent the hope that we'll do the right thing. And there's a lot of complicated psychology with superheroes, but I think that's what it is. In the end, they kind of come in and save the day and justice for all, and I think we've seen a lot of examples of that recently. And I think that might be why they're so popular in these times, actually. The movies are really fun, and this one in particular kind of has a rock element to it. We don't have the instruments here. This is an acoustic version, but you'll see what I mean. The composer, Rupert Gregson Williams, is not related to John Williams. I just want to point that out. He's kind of been all over the place. He did the music for Aquaman, obviously this score, Veep, and if you know The Crown, it's another one of his popular pieces. But enjoy, it's these different episodes from Diana Prince's life, just in this brief 4-minute version of Wonder Woman. It's pretty fun, I think you'll like it.
Thank you. My name's Joshua Letterio. I am the principal bassoonist and secretary here at the Parkway Concert Orchestra. Sometimes with a community orchestra, you have to moderate the level. But we still get to play really amazing pieces. We got to play Beethoven's Fifth last year, I think two seasons ago. And it was an amazing experience. The first cyclic, and like, thank goodness we have Brian, because I never knew that it was the first cyclic symphony. Like, who knows what a cyclic symphony is? Brian can tell you. And the outreach we're trying to do with our local communities through a virtual platform, it's really pushing the orchestra in a way that I don't think I expected. I think with the pandemic, a lot of things are sure to have taken big hits, community orchestras included. But thankfully, we do have Tom and Brian, and they're really just like steering us home.
I'm Lauren Delane. I play French horn. I did not start out playing French horn. I was a trumpet player for a long time. And one of the things that I like about playing with the Parkway Concert Orchestra was that I was able to take the work that I had begun on the transition to playing French horn and bring it to an ensemble setting. There are certain things that the horn is asked to do that a lot of other instruments are not asked to do. We play a different range of notes. Our actual chromatic range covers a wide swath of what other instruments in the orchestra play. And so sometimes we're playing way up here in the sky, and then sometimes we're down here bringing the bass, especially for older pieces where there just weren't the larger instruments at the time. The best way to put it when you're thinking about how challenging it is to play horn or any of the other particularly more challenging, perhaps more rare these days, instruments of the orchestra, is that there's always room for improvement. So when you have a day where you kind of feel like you've really, you know, knocked it out of the park, you know you've really accomplished something, and yet at the same time, it never gets boring because there's always something new to explore. There's always something new to improve.
Thank you. My name is Nancy Graham, and I play the cello in the Parkway Concert Orchestra. And I think I've been playing 10 or 12 years, probably, since I returned to the Boston area. And it's something you can do as long as you're in pretty good health and can carry your instrument around. And it's enjoyable. For instance, one of my quartet players, and now we don't have a quartet, but I play duets with her. She's 94. So this is something that you can do for a long time.
The great thing about this orchestra is, you know, these are not professional musicians. Some of them could hang out with some professional musicians and make it happen, but that's not what they've chosen to do. And some of them were music majors, but most of them were not. There are many other callings that they've had in their lives, and I just think it's amazing that they want to spend their time doing this and their time preparing for this. It's a lot of work to maintain an instrument on top of a job. I would say that it outweighs the time that you put into it, the joy that you get out of it, and the connection and the end product. And post-pandemic or almost out of the pandemic, I think everyone appreciates it even more, that we can be together, playing together, and listening together.
And I just want to say thanks for being here, thanks for watching, but let's be real, this isn't over yet. We're not done with this. And frankly, we keep going from 0 to 100 collectively, and I think it'd be nice if we could give ourselves a 50 or a 60 at some times and take a little bit better care of each other instead of acting like we didn't just go through a really hard time. So I'd just like to leave you with that. even doing this and setting up this concert and rehearsing, it's so much harder than it used to be, and it's so rewarding. But let's just take a minute, kind of step back and help each other out still, because we've been through quite a lot together, and it's not over. So if we can keep supporting each other and being there for each other, I think that's a really big deal, as opposed to just pretending that it never happened. I think we've got to acknowledge and we're still in it. Thank you guys for being here again. Thank you for watching. You'll recognize these. You'll love it. Maybe sing along. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know the words, but maybe you do. Okay.
you for watching. Please visit our website at bnnmedia.org for more programs and information. And above all, please stay safe.
Around Town is made possible by funding from Comcast and is produced in partnership with Boston Neighborhood Network.